For the last 40-odd years, we've been told that saturated fat clogs our arteries and that high cholesterol causes heart disease. But an investigation by the ABC TV program Catalyst has revealed that link has never been proven, and the majority of people taking drugs to lower their cholesterol won't live any longer. Dr. Marianne DeMarcy is the host of Catalyst.
The idea first gained traction in the 50s by an American nutritionist called Ansel Keys. And he was curious to find out what this sharp rise in heart disease was caused by after World War II. And he hypothesized that maybe diet had something to do with it. And he thought that saturated fat and cholesterol would build up in the arteries, clog the arteries, and cause heart disease. So he went about to do a quite ambitious study where he looked at the fat consumption of certain countries, and he measured that up against the level of heart disease in these countries. And he chose six countries, and it was almost a perfect correlation. The more fat you had, the increased risk of heart disease.
Just one problem, though.
There was just one problem. There was actually data available for 22 different countries, and even the American Heart Association wasn't convinced at the time, and people looked closer at the data. And when you actually plot all 22 different countries, the correlation isn't quite as perfect as it seemed. So people were already offside with the idea that Ansel Keys had virtually cherry-picked the data, and he was accused of scientific fraud for deliberately withholding data that would affect his hypothesis. And I think that's been a common criticism of mainstream ideas around this diet-heart hypothesis, is that those who feel very strongly about saturated fat and cholesterol causing heart disease only look at the data that supports their ideas and seem to ignore or excuse other data that refutes their hypothesis.
So would it now be correct to say that the cholesterol theory of heart disease is based on a medical myth?
Well, this is what our experts are arguing. We're not saying that cholesterol has nothing to do with heart disease. It's certainly involved with the buildup of the atherosclerotic plaque. But the question is, what actually causes the plaque to form in the first place? So we explore some of the alternate views about how damage actually begins in the artery wall. And one of the theories is that the high pressure of blood that's coursing through the arteries actually causes damage on that thin lining that lines the inside of your arteries. And we know atherosclerosis actually begins when you're a fetus, and it's a chronic disease that progresses for years and years and years. So it's not something that just happens when you're older. I mean, this has been happening for years and years and years in your arteries.
And these scientists in your film say cholesterol is found at the scene of the crime, but it isn't the criminal.
It isn't the perpetrator. That's what they say. It's like blaming firemen for causing fires just because they're always at the scene of the crime.
But begs the question then, what is the cause? Is it sugar?
Well, I think one of the hypotheses is that we've been so focused on cholesterol that we haven't really looked at other causes. And we know that because fats, especially saturated fats, have been so demonized in the 80s, we've taken all the fat out of our food and replaced it with sugar. So we know that people have had an increase in the level of carbohydrate in their diets because they've been so desperately trying to lower the fat in their diet. Now, the evidence is coming out that a low-fat, high carbohydrate diet is actually worse for heart disease. So the National Heart Foundation are not really going to turn around and say, oh, you know, oops, we've made a mistake here. They're now just sort of slightly shifting the goalposts and saying, well, okay, all right, maybe it wasn't low fat. Maybe we jump to conclusions. We know that high carbohydrate diets are not so good for us. Maybe we need to switch to polyunsaturated fats, the vegetable oils that you find in a lot of processed foods.
Why is it so hard for them to admit that they're wrong and they've been telling us the wrong story?
Well, there might be litigation involved. I mean, there's a lot of money involved. It's scientists' reputation at stake. I think that it would be difficult to acknowledge that the last 30 or 40 years, if you've concentrated on this area in your research career, to turn around and say, well, yeah, you know, I've been looking in the wrong place. And we know that, you know, a Mediterranean diet and exercise and cutting smoking is going to reduce your risk more than any medication that lowers your cholesterol.
That's Dr. Marianne DeMarcy, and you can watch part one of Catalyst's special tonight at 8 p.m. on ABC One, and there's an extended version of our interview on the webpage shortly.